mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, you are smack dab in the middle of the second hour of this November 2nd, 04 election coverage. We've got Dr. Dennis Cuddy, PhD, expert on the New World Order and author and lecturer, joining us. We got Paul Watson, who's been tracking all the election fraud news stories coming up here in the next segment. And, of course, wide open telephones. We slammed into that end of hour break, and Dr. Cuddy was continuing with a point he was making. Dr. Cuddy, please continue.
The public thinks they have a choice, and to some extent they do, but what they don't realize, the public, is that there may be two different paths, but the power elite, as I call them, can use either path. If Bush is reelected, you have the neocons with the PNAC and go into Iran, Syria, outsourcing guest workers, NAFTA, GATT, mental health screening, no child left behind, wiping out local control, Patriot Act, Homeland Security, and all of those things are useful to the power elite. But at the same time, if Kerry comes in, you have a collective rule. Nobody can, no matter how strong you are, you can accomplish anything without the UN, the world law, International Criminal Court, Hillary and her health care plan, the more abortion, pro-abortion judges on the Supreme Court, Second Amendment rights down the drain, so forth. Those two can be used by the power elite to further their agenda along dialectics.
And Kerry says he's for all those Bush policies you mentioned.
Right.
And Bush claims he's against the policies, but in reality funds them, signs on to the UN, signs back on to UNESCO.
Right, absolutely. And that's what I mean. You think you have a choice, but you really don't.
And really it serves as a distraction from local elections where we still have some power. John and Mass, you're on the air. Go ahead, John.
Hello, Alex. Hello, Dr. Cuddy. How are you today?
Thank you. Fine.
Great. I just wanted to let you know today I went out and voted on a paper ballot here in Massachusetts, which is probably one of the few left in the country. Also, I wanted to mention two things. The printing the election results before they come out, I think that is also part of the psychological warfare of maybe backing a winner or dividing the country.
Okay, for those who just joined us in Green Bay, they printed the results before they happened a few weeks ago. The Rocky Mountain News did it last night, having Bush winning. And then they don't even say why they did it. They just leave it up for a few hours, pull it back down. We caught ABC News doing it in 98. Dr. Cuddy, comments on this?
Well, that may give you an idea of whether the elections are predetermined or not. But as I think I've said on a previous program, it's more than that. It can be a monitoring of how you as an individual votes, in the sense of if you go into, let's say, one of these voting places where it has a computer and you slip in your card, right? Those things plop into this tray in order. And you'll notice on the machine it says your voter number 426 or whatever you are, right? So with a little camera there monitoring to see that, you know, everything's okie-dokie in terms of security, all they have to do is look at that camera, see that you're number 426, go in the machine and count up 426, and they know how you vote.
Well, they can also do this. When they check off your voter registration card and then hand you the little access card, they know right there.
Right, your number's there.
All right, anything else, John?
Yes, I did want to comment this in particular. I live in Salem, Massachusetts, which I'm sure everyone's heard of. This year for the Halloween celebration, there was an increased police presence, and we've still been noticing it throughout the end of the weekend. Police in riot gear, they brought up the Boston Police riot patrols, the mounted police. They also now have the police in the polling stations, working in the polling stations.
Yeah,
themselves.
Any excuse to intimidate, any excuse to get you used to martial law. I have photos of when the Red Sox won, the police attacking innocent people with police dogs, and then they come and arrest the photographers. More and more, they're trying to have color of law that their cameras are good, our cameras are bad. So, John, thanks for the call. Gaines, Chris, and others, your calls are coming up. 1-800-259-9231. Paul Watson will join Dr. Dennis Cuddy and myself when we get back. PrisonPlanet.tv. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking and viable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The Republicans and Democrats have rigged the debate game, and you're the loser. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. The debate commission is a sham. There, I said it. They claim to be nonpartisan, but they're really bipartisan. Mere shills for the two major party candidates who actually set the terms of debate. The debate omission will even lie to cover their tracks. Janet Brown, their executive director, has said they can't have 150 candidates on stage. But only six candidates are qualified by virtue of the fact that they meet the constitutional qualifications and appear on enough state ballots to conceivably win 270 electoral votes. The debate omission is stacked with high-powered lawyers. They might come after me for telling you this. The major media won't cover this story, so someone has to say it. Now I ask you to join me in telling Congress and the Federal Election Commission how you feel at www.downsizedc.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to have analysis of the latest election fraud and developments. We're going to talk about the new Bin Laden video. Is it real? We'll talk about how opportunistic it is. Who does it really aid? Dick Cheney called it a little gift. We now have learned the source of that comment to the New York Daily News. It's a little gift from Osama Bin Laden. I mean, how much more arrogant do these guys have to get? We're talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger, the coming man that Der Fuhrer talked about. And the overall secret Nazi plan that's now public to take over politically, and the different families that helped them do this, like the Bushes. We're talking to Dr. Dennis Cuddy, who's an expert on these subjects. And, of course, your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. Joining us is the webmaster for PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. His brother, Steve Watson, is the webmaster for Infowars.net. So you'll see some news there that you don't see on the Prison Planet side. And of course, my wife doing a fabulous job over at Infowars.com. So quite a team here that I'm honored to be working with. Paul Watson, your take on what's happening and the large stack of election fraud news that's coming across your desk. Give us a rundown, please, sir.
Yeah, well, we've already got quite a few examples of election fraud coming in. And just to alert people, from when the first precinct reports to when the last one closes. And in fact, the U.S.-controlled Pacific island of Guam has closed 53 out of 53 precincts based on the electronic ballot. Shows the Republicans leading in the senatorial race. But from when the first U.S. one closes to when the last one closes, there'll be a page at the top of prisonplanet.com which will be constantly updated with all the vote fraud news, the results, the forecasts, you name it. So basically I'm going to be here in the Prison Planet command bunker all night tracking everything, and as soon as I get it, it goes up on the site. So when that page goes up this evening, bookmark it and, you know, keep refreshing it for the latest news.
Paul, let's go over some of the examples. I mean, we have the Rocky Mountain News last night publishing the results of the election and then pulling it back down after 3 hours and not saying why they did it. Green Bay's done it with one of their TV stations. We've got reports of Democrats running around stealing votes, people going into polling places when they open. There are already being thousands of votes on record in Philadelphia. We've got police and military in Florida and other states marching around, checking IDs, harassing people, Homeland Security at hundreds of polling places. What are some of the reports that have come across your desk?
Well, there's actually an article out of MSNBC, which is at the top of prisonplanet.com. And as of a couple of hours ago, we're already starting to see major problems with these CIA-run voting machines, including in Volusia County, Florida, where one of the memory cards in these machines failed and 13,000 votes weren't counted. But the officials promised us that those votes would get counted eventually, so we're just going to have to trust them. On top of that, there are anything up to 60,000 absentee ballots in Broward County which have gone missing. And then there's other reports of election judges leaving their station and going home because, quote, they forgot something. So again, you know, there's a great amount of good for public confidence in all of this. And obviously, Drudge is reporting that we have thousands of votes already planted on voting machines in Philadelphia, scattered throughout the city.
So and already, again, Drudge is very suspect, folks. He's a neocon, but generally his reporting's pretty accurate. I mean, he did post a video last week of Bush blowing up at his staff and flipping them off and then running his hands through his hair in the classical gesticulation of someone about to throw a temper tantrum. Dr. Dennis Cuddy, we have UN observers, the Associated Press reports, in 45 states. Another report says in all 50 are UN certified poll watchers, the Journal Now out of North Carolina reports that they're just in 3 states. But nevertheless, we have the State Department bringing in the UN now training us that, again, they're the absolute authority over our elections. So what do you think about the UN being here and George Bush bringing the United Nations in to, quote, oversee our elections? Isn't that like Satan overseeing Beelzebub?
Yeah, that there's some sort of difference between Satan and Lucifer. this isn't the first time, though. Remember a few years ago, especially down in Texas, where you are, the UN came there, down there to see, how you were doing with your, people in prison who had committed capital crimes and whether the death penalty should be administered as well.
So yeah, they ordered the Supreme Court to not execute.
Right, so all of these things set precedents. And that's what they're about. I mean, even if the general public isn't, you know, having their door knocked down tomorrow, all of these things, whether it's the UN-supervised votes or American law or some sort of international criminal court, and whether they do or don't have jurisdiction even over countries that have not signed on to them, all of these things set precedents. So that as this dialectic moves forward, the ebb and flow will increasingly come under their control.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, let's talk about martial law for a second. I mean, I've been to the camps where the Marines are training to put us in them and confiscate our guns. We've got all the Army documents. Now we've got newscast admitting it, and, quote, foreign assets might help us if we're tied down in the war on terror, and there's a catastrophic attack here at home, and, oh, the UN came in with the UN troops in 99 and helped put out the fires in 11 Western states, and, you know, 6 NATO AWACS, 56 Norwegian F-16s, the cooperative nugget with foreign troops training. All of this sets the precedent. And now the state guards, the national guards have been trained for martial law. I've got all these mainstream news articles on our websites. That doesn't mean we're going to have martial law tomorrow, folks. It means they're setting the precedent, building the infrastructure, training the police, the firemen, the constabulary, the public, the media, that all of this is acceptable. All these urban warfare drills, now troops at polling places, troops at airports, troops at bus stations, troops at bridges. Dr. Cuddy, is this part of the conditioning process, bathing the consciousness in all of this?
Yeah, and what you do is you collect all of these and put them together. For example, in terms of the Marines, remember there was a poll some years ago, I think it was out of 29 Palms out
Pendleton,
in California, where it said, and the media said, well, it was only 25% of the Marines who would shoot fellow Americans if they didn't give up their weapons. But a commentator, in fact, the fellow who took the survey said, yeah, but what that allows them to do is get that 25% and make them into one cohesive unit.
And again, for those that don't understand this, these surveys were already going on internally on computers. I have family who's taken them, Army Special Forces, Marine Force Recon. This is going on. And they say, will you fire American citizens if there's a national emergency and your president orders you to confiscate firearms? I've interviewed emergency managers over major cities in Texas on this broadcast who 6 years ago were asked that by FEMA. And so now you have these, exactly, they take that 25%, they keep them here domestically, they send the 76%, it's actually 76%, that said no, they send them overseas, and then they build up a leadership cadre to then expand these forces. Paul Watson comments.
Well, yeah, exactly. We often make the point that they're kind of working to a Chinese model on all sorts of different issues. 2 days ago, there was a case of rioting and some killings in basically a small Chinese village. The Chinese government declared martial law over the whole area. So the question is, if this election is very tight again, will we see some kind of small-scale riot, which will give them the pretext to do that, even if it's just in a small area? But on one thing I wanted to pick up on, which you talked about earlier, which was the testing of these online reporting systems. And it's interesting that newspapers claim that they have these internal trial runs of their tally software in order to make sure, you know, that it's operating correctly. But now in two separate instances, online news outlets have made these test results public purely by accident, they claim, and in both cases, George W. Bush wins the election. Now, in the case of the Rocky Mountain News, which came out yesterday, maybe we can accept that explanation because the snapshots of their pages do show election tables and tallies. But again, why it was made public is still unexplained. But we can't accept that explanation that, you know, they were just testing the software in the case of WBAY TV in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Because this was over 3 weeks ago. They ran a fake article from the Associated Press.
And they said, well, we don't like to talk about this, but the Associated Press runs drills of how to report for a month before the election with every news agency. Dr. Cuddy?
Yeah, let me get back to the question, though, that you asked me, because I want to show how this works. You put that 24%, as you said, of Marines. You have to link that up to a lot of our National Guard are being sent overseas, so that creates a vacuum here. You get the precedent on it, like Bob Green, who's a syndicated columnist with Chicago Tribune, say, yeah, you know, if we have increasing unrest, we need U.N. troops on every street corner. And then you link that with a fourth element, which was that 1952 map that was developed by the World Association of Parliamentarians for World Government, where it said, in the end, when we have the world government, we'll have other nations policing different countries, so that American forces would be in Australia where they are, in Yugoslavia where they are, in Kazakhstan where they are now, and other troops would be policing in this country. It said the Chinese would be down in the southwest, you know, where the Costco region is, Russians in the southeast.
And again, for those that just joined us, mainstream news is now promoting foreign troops and how great it's going to be.
Right.
The Army War College is telling their young cadets this is going to happen. The law enforcement schools right here in Texas are teaching this. We've gotten the textbooks. It's really happening. They really are going to put an Austrian in as our president. We really are going to have foreign rulers. They're going to do it. They're making Mexican judicial workers take chips. all this craziness is really happening. We'll be right back with your call. Stay with us.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
You and your family members getting enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. Sea Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call Sea Minerals today toll-free 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555 or visit seamineral.com.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Ever walk into someone's house and you can tell instantly they own pets? They've made the mistake of using a pet odor and stain product that only covers the problem temporarily. We don't have that problem in our home. We've discovered it's just better to use Paws. Pet Accident Wash-Up Solution, or Paws, is the quickest and safest pet stain and odor eliminator known to men, or man's best friend. Paws is safe on any material, even directly on your pet's bedding. Paws will work on the toughest stains and odors in your home. It's guaranteed to lift stains that have been set in for years, proving again, it's just better to use Paws. It's only a matter of time until Fido, or Fluffy, has an accident. Be prepared with Paws. Use Paws anywhere stains and odors are a problem, like the laundry or the bathroom. Try Paws once and you'll quickly discover it's just better to use Paws. Call 1-877-289-PAWS or visit getpaws.com. That's www.getpaws.com. Paws comes with a 110% money-back guarantee. You've nothing to lose but stains and odors.
All right, folks. Continual election coverage here. And we're going to go to Gaines and is it Caroline, Paul, Chris, and Brooke and many, many others that are patiently holding here in just a few seconds. But continuing with this whole discussion of this internationalization, folks, it's really happening. They're really doing it. And then meanwhile, we're all distracted by the evil Muslims. They're going to kill us any minute. And I'm not saying that a bunch of the Muslims don't want to kill us and that some of them aren't evil. But the point is, every time I turn around, the radical Muslim movements are being funded by our governments, by our intelligence agencies. Gaines in Georgia, you're on the air with Dr. Dennis Cuddy and Paul Watson, our guest. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, Gaines.
Hey, I was walking through my campus today at Georgia Southern, and I found the Associated GEMA. It's like a subgroup of FEMA. And I went in there, and I started asking the guy questions about FEMA and the camps and such, and he told me to get out of his office. I thought that was crazy.
So you have a FEMA office at your school?
Well, it's GEMA, but they've got the pyramid of it's like a subgroup of FEMA. He agreed. He admitted to that. When I started asking him about the camps and whatnot, and if they were still running, he told me he didn't have time for propaganda and to get out of his office.
Well, that we've got the purchase order for the camps. In England, Paul, they call it the civil contingencies law. You've got your, quote, rest and relocation centers. Paul, I mean, we've got all the documents that they've built all these emergency centers. Let me get a comment from you and then one from Dr. Cuddy.
Well, yeah, as you mentioned, this civil contingencies bill outlines exactly that plan. Rest and relocation centres based on an emergency, but the fact is that Britain's been under a state of emergency since 9/11, so they could introduce this at any time. We've also had articles such as, you know, dirty bomb victims will be shot. So you have a choice of either being shot on the spot or taken to one of the camps.
And why would you shoot somebody who'd been exposed to a dirty bomb? And that was a mainstream news article. Dr. Cuddy, comments?
There are two different points. For some time, one general, Togo West, and then a previous general had already written authorization orders. I put one of them in the Secret Records Reveal book, how they could use military installations as civilian prison camps. So that's on the one hand. But larger than that, I think what you're talking about is those huge areas that they prepared up in Alaska and other places, which are just too large for some minor civil disturbance.
Mm-hmm. Well, 3 years ago, Newsmax got the purchase orders for 3 1-million-man camps. It was a public bid.
Right.
Yeah, he didn't try to deny it. He just told me to get out of his office, basically, when I brought it up.
Yeah, GEMA, the G is for Georgia, right? Georgia Emergency Management, yeah.
I mean, they do mostly hurricanes and such, but on their site, they've got a lot about terrorist management and being prepared and whatnot.
Well, yeah, that's their cover. But I mean, even the activities now where, well, you can't go back to your house for 2 weeks and we're going to taser you in front of your family if you try. We have this overall ratcheting up of just the whole system. Thanks for the call, Gaines. And again, we're getting reports of record voter turnout happening right now. That does not bode well for Bush, but I'm predicting he's going to win. Let's talk to Carolyn in Texas. Carolyn, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. My name is Carolyn Pallett. That's P-A-L-I-T.
And we like to not just have folks call them with their last names, but go ahead.
Well, the reason I did it is because I'm really being harassed electronically, I believe, with microwaves and radio waves and various.
Well, that can happen if you're by a microwave relay tower or by a big cell tower, but.
Well, it's more than that. 2 years ago, I went to my state rep with all my documentation on chemtrails, and he turned it over to the senator for Texas, the federal senator for Texas.
Uh-huh.
At that point, I believe I was attacked with directed energy weapons.
Well, ma'am, they don't, you know, this is something interesting. A lot of people see the news articles about microwave weapons, they admit, and sound guns, and then they think, oh my gosh, I'm going to be personally targeted, or, ooh, a helicopter flew over my house, they're after me. They don't have that personnel to system-wide. I mean, I'm a big fish in this movement. And I've gotten a few threats over the years. I was once physically attacked. And when I told them, hey, go ahead and do whatever you have to do, they left me alone. So people need to stop, you know, basically scaring themselves.
Let me put you on hold.
This is how the tyranny works, though, is they announce the NSA is watching us all, so we all feel like they're watching us. You know, it's the French have this, a type of prison called the Panopticon, where it made you think you were surveilled all the time, and then you would self-enforce on yourself. Dr. Cuddy, would you like to speak about the Panopticon?
No, I'll let you do that.
Are you aware of the Panopticon system?
Not that one.
That was the prison with the tower in the middle of it, where you're always surveilled, and the psychology of making you think you're always surveilled. Ma'am, I'm sure something is happening to you. It's just that I don't know if we can help you. And a lot of folks think, you know, the government's after them, and quite frankly, the government isn't after them. Dr. Cuddy, can you comment on self-enforcement, though?
Well, that's part of the Tavistock, what they call the theory of social turbulence, where you go into psychological retreat.
We'll talk about it when we get back.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're interested in saving money on your prescription drugs, call Canada right now and talk to a pharmacist to save your money.
You can talk to a real pharmacist at Granville Pharmacy in Vancouver at 1-877-766-1666. You can save up to 50% on your prescription medications.
If you're looking to save money on your prescription medications, you can call Canada right now, 1-877-766-1666.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and the genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live, my friends. And, of course, back from 9 to midnight, not just going out on the AM and FM dial from Los Angeles, California, to, of course, Providence, Rhode Island, but also simulcasting on Global Shortwave during the day at 9.985 and the Internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. And we've got several thousand continual streams for people to listen on the net. I know those have been getting maxed out lately. We're trying to add more. There's a few other little backup streams with a couple hundred streams available. Just go to GCNlive.com and find those streams. They're on the main page if you're having trouble. In fact, that's something I meant to mention to the engineers at the network. I'll just do it here live on air. I need to go ahead and up my streams again because we've been totally maxing those out the last few weeks yet again. We're talking to Dr. Dennis Cuddy, an expert on the New World Order, Paul Joseph Watson, a great webmaster and great analyst as well. We've got loaded phone lines here. Before I go back to Dr. Dennis Cuddy and Paul Watson and your calls, I have made 11 films. I carry, what, 7 other films. I carry 4 or 5 other books by other researchers and great authors. They're all available through Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com on the secure, safe online shopping cart. I have slashed prices like I've never done before because I just want to get the information out to people. I have a expose that 9/11 was an inside job special that is four videos, full-length videos, and one book, a 300-and-something-page book, Paul Watson's book, for $59.95. You cannot beat that, folks. 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, The Masters of Terror, Police State 3, Total Enslavement. Just all of these videos drastically reduce prices. 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, The Masters of Terror, 9/11, The Great Illusion by George Humphrey, 9/11, Painful Deceptions, and Paul Watson's book, four videos and a book, $59.95. And some of you say, well, I've already got Road to Tyranny, or I've already got Masters of Terror. Buy the package deal and give the videos, the DVDs, as gifts. Give early Christmas presents to people. Unlock minds. These videos are effective with 90% of the people that watch them. And get Paul Watson's book. So basically, four videos and a free book. We're just throwing that in for $59.95. You save $53. If you buy a copy of 9/11, The Road to Tyranny for $24.95, it's almost a three-hour documentary film covering the New World Order program, 9/11, Oklahoma City, it's a tour de force. Each additional copy is $5.95. I want you to give these as gifts. Buy five copies. Buy three copies. My new film, American Dictators, $5.95 after you buy one copy for $19.95. As many copies as you want. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. And these specials only go through December. Or 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And by the way, with my videos, my titles, I want you to make copies of them. I want you to force multiply that information. But quite frankly, if you give somebody a copy of American Dictators, my newest video, with the pretty hardcover and the pretty stamping on top of the DVD, they're more apt to watch it than if it's just a burned knockoff copy or of a copy of a VHS. It's a nicer gift to give. And we've slashed prices down to nothing. Basically, I don't even really make any money, a few bucks, off these specials. We're doing this because I want to get this out to the people. Because I think the terror attacks are coming in the new year. That's what I've been saying for the last 2 years. I didn't buy all this about cancel the elections, we're going to have terror attacks. That was fear-based mind control, getting the local authorities ready for martial law, what they've geared up for. But I do think we're going into some hard times, and exposing this now could change the course of human history. So please, get the films. Take advantage of these packages. When you call up the toll-free number, you can ask about the different specials. 1-888-253-3139. Please take advantage of this. Dr. Dennis Cuddy, before we go back to Paul Watson and the calls, you've written some amazingly well-documented, easy-to-read, powerful books. How do folks get them?
Toll-free number would be the best, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And my articles are on newswiththeviews.com.
And you do an absolutely fabulous job, and we also post a lot of your stories on Infowars.com. Again, give folks that toll-free number and tell them about the different titles.
1-800-544-8927. The most recent one is called Cover Up, about 9/11 and Iraq. It came out just prior to the war, and in there I said what Saddam's strategy would be, although the Bush administration ignored it to their as I think it's cost lives. Same thing with 9/11. I said in advance about the terrorist attack, after which freedom would be given up by many Americans for peace and safety. That was in the Globalist book, which was the previous book, and then the one before that, Secret Records Revealed, about Bill Clinton and the Rhodes Scholars and Cecil Rhodes' plan to take over the world.
And folks, these are flawlessly bibliographed. The bibliography is amazing. And to see their quotes about world government, to see their own... He's got quotes out of publications, out of textbooks, where they say, we're going to destroy the family. I mean, it's just, you got to get these books. Paul Watson, again, you're there every hour updating PrisonPlanet.com with the latest election information. You're going to be there all night long. So much is happening. I want to shift gears into the Bin Laden video and get your take on it and kind of do a rundown of the latest developments there. Paul Watson?
Yeah, well, I mean, the bottom line on the Bin Laden tape is that, yes, it was a setup. Yes, the script was written by Bush's handlers. And it did have the effect that they desired immediately. Bush's poll numbers showed 6% above Kerry in the aftermath of the tape being released. We look back to the Cornell University study where terror alerts equal approval ratings. Now, the polls are now just about even again. So when that started to get back on a parallel, both Bush and Kerry stopped talking about the video, even when mainstream media was pointing out how obviously politically expedient it was, and Walter Cronkite on Larry King Live saying the same thing. So you notice when the mainstream started to question the video, both Bush and Kerry stopped talking about it.
Again, Walter Cronkite went on to... That's an inside joke, folks. I called up at 3 in the morning the other night and just left this message on Paul's answer machine. I went, Walter Cronkite! And then Paul's got a renter living in his house who heard it the next day and said, who's Walter Cronkite? What is that? But Walter Cronkite, of course, last Friday went on Larry King Live and said he thinks Karl Rove is behind that. And just hours before, I was talking to Paul, and Paul said, this looks like something Karl Rove would write. And again, we don't even know if this video's real. They've got Steve McQueen, who's been dead 20-something years, back from the grave pitching products with computer-morphed images that people can't even tell are fakes. We've got this blurry video. They gave us a fake Bin Laden video 2 years ago that they admit was fake. But regardless, folks, we know Bin Laden was CIA. We know he's been protected. We know Bush says don't worry about him. We're not going after him. Forget about him so they can bring him back out to scare us later. You know, it's like if your neighbors lied to you 100 times and you caught your neighbor robbing your garage, taking your golf clubs, and then your neighbor lies to you about something else, you may not know exactly what that neighbor's doing, but you know not to believe that neighbor. Well, why do we believe this government? And then you look at the motive. What did the Romans call it? Qui bono? Who stands to gain? Who has a motive? I mean, this is ridiculous. Let me get a comment from Dr. Cuddy on this latest Bin Laden video popping up out of the middle of nowhere.
Just like prior to Saddam's capture, I said that he would be captured in the near future. Back in the spring, I said there would be this surprise just prior to the election that would be helpful to Bush. Now, just because it's a surprise, all right, and not so much of a surprise, I want your listeners to not think that there may be something within it in terms of a message, because prior to 9/11, we had the same sort of thing. We had advanced knowledge of that. So what the press has been doing in terms of this message has been mistranslating the Arabic so that in an international sense, when they talk at the UN about a state or states, they mean nations. That's the way the
I'll tell you what, Dr. Cuddy, you really are, and I'm impressed with you. You're really on top of this because I spend my life 18 hours a day doing this. It is confirmed. CNN and then Fox carried it, took it, and had another Arab translator over him so you couldn't hear what was really being said.
Right. The term A, I'll spell A-Y and then a new word, W-I-L-A-Y, actually means each U.S. state. Now, the reason that's important, and I know you're running out of time, but this is important, that key statement where Bin Laden says, your security is not in the hands of Kerry or Bush or al-Qaeda, your security is in your own hands, and each U.S. state that does not toy with our security automatically guarantees its own security. Now, in logical terms, that doesn't make sense. It seems to be contradictory. Why would he say it's not in the terms of Kerry or Bush if one wins and they'd be better than the other? Or certainly he's head of al-Qaeda. Why wouldn't it be in his hands? Or each state, he's not stupid enough to think the governor of Nebraska is going to secede from the Union. The only way that makes sense is if it's a code. In other words, he's telling his cells in this country that after the election, when he says it doesn't matter whether it's Kerry or Bush, and it doesn't matter if it's al-Qaeda, that means don't wait for a specific order from me, and you cells, which are in each state, then you go on your mission after the election.
And then people ask, well, then is Bin Laden working for the globalists or not? The point is, his minions, whether it's a computer generation or not, they are real Muslim terrorist extremists, and they will carry out real coast-to-coast attacks, which is what the internal memos say is coming up, and the government will open the door for that to happen.
Yeah, and there's another little term in there. Whenever they use numbers, you have to watch them. So he says the 20 minutes they thought they had, Bush gave them three times that. Well, it was actually longer, so I'm still puzzling over that word three. This three is going to play a part in this as well.
That could have been a code.
Yeah.
And tomorrow is 11-3. The globalists are obsessed with numerology. 911 days after 9-11, we had the 3-11 Madrid bombings. Tomorrow is 11-3. I'm not saying anything's going to happen, but the globalists are obsessed with numerology. Paul Watson?
Well, yeah, just picking up on that, here's the point. There are definitely contradictions in the translation of anything from Arabic to English. Take Al-Qaeda, which is supposed to be this worldwide terrorist organization. The word Al-Qaeda in Arabic, from the direct meaning, means the toilet. So we're to believe that that is what they would call their terrorist organization. And again, read the script carefully. Bin Laden, whether it's him saying it or it's the contradicted translation, talks about the lighter aspects of 9/11 complicity. Why? Because the hardcore evidence, the NORAD stand down and the war games, would eliminate the possibility that bin Laden himself could have organized the attack or 19 Arabs could have carried it out. So that's why we say it reads straight from a Karl Rove playbook, because it takes every so-called liberal talking point, even though some of those are valid, and it avoids the more hardcore evidence.
Well, yeah, Ann Coulter on that HBO program who's the guy that, I'm losing my mind, the guy that does the show, he had Politically Incorrect.
Bill Maher.
Bill Maher, and she turned to the guy on the show and said, you're talking like bin Laden, that's what he said. And then bin Laden basically quotes Benjamin Franklin, you know, don't give up liberty for security, so now we quote Benjamin Franklin, oh, you're quoting bin Laden, or don't criticize Bush standing down on 9/11, that's what bin Laden said. So that's why we say this is so scripted.
And as you've discussed, Alex, he says he decided to bring down American towers in 1982. And this is 4 years before he's meeting with FBI and CIA officials at the Hilton Hotel in Sherman Oaks, California, under the assumed name Tim Osman. It's 3 years
after. He was in our newspapers as this young hero in the mid-80s, but he decided to attack us in 82. Let's go to some calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Paul in Ohio. Paul, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, how are you doing today?
Good, sir.
Good. Greetings from Summit County, Ohio. This is the voter fraud capital of Ohio lately. Alex, you know, you've been talking about voter fraud and everything. Here in Summit County, just yesterday, the federal court in Cleveland, Ohio, ruled against the Akron Beacon Journal newspaper. They wanted to have cameras in the polling places like they always do. They're not allowed to do it now. And there was a court fight about people coming in to check for voter authentication challenges. You know, the Republicans come in and they can ask people for their IDs if there's a question. That was ruled against, and just early this morning they're now allowing it. This fraud is crazy out here. On the Ohio ballot, you know, our good old buddy Ralph Nader wanted to get on, and they cut him off because of all the massive voter registration fraud. They had cartoon characters signed up. They had whole neighborhoods that signed their...
Well, the Democrats do that local type of fraud, and the Republicans are specialists in the machines themselves. Dr. Cuddy?
Well, like I said, this has been going on. We've had that too. Remember several years ago, the vote scam book that came out as to what happened there with the machines and how they could rig those. And so we've had a whole history of this. It goes back to, remember, landslide Lyndon Johnson and the dead people voting in Chicago when Mayor Daley was mayor of that town. So there's a long history of this. The key to this particular one, though, is this electronic voting, where all you have to have is a programmer, just one programmer, who develops a program that looks legitimate, but all he has to do is have one little...
Yeah, before it was retail fraud at the local levels, and so at least you had two power blocks. This centralizes everything.
That's right. And electronically, I mean, how do you go back? They punch a button and it reads out the same thing. So you really don't have a recount.
Thanks for the call. Great points.
Alex?
Go ahead.
So you really don't have a recount in the old sense. You have no way of checking as to whether some programmer screwed around with the system.
Yeah, just trust us. Paul, finish up.
Yeah, well, if you're in Ohio, then you're in trouble because you remember what the Diebold CEO, Walden O'Dell, said last year, that he is, quote, committed to helping Ohio deliver its electoral votes to the president next year.
And so the Democrats can steal and double count and have illegals vote and have dead people vote and have cartoon characters vote all day. It ain't going to matter because Diebold, baby's got control, and they're people who were caught in the last election in California with a convicted computer crimes felon running the elections.
And now we got the Republicans and the Democrats across the country hiring these socialists to walk around with, you know, pro-Bush placards and banners for $75 a time. So it's all staged. It's phony.
It is. Final segment with Dr. Dennis Cuddy. Paul Watson will ride shotgun with us into the next hour. And we have another guest coming on as well. Your call straight ahead. Please stay with us. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com, and NewsWithViews.com to read Cuddy stuff.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Continual election coverage coming up into the next hour. Let's go back to the calls. Let's talk to Chris in California. Chris, you're on the air with our guest. Go ahead. Chris, you're on the air. Go ahead. Chris is gone. Let's talk to Brooke in Rhode Island. Brooke, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, this is Brooke, and I'm calling on behalf of my friend David Bacar of NBC News in Los Angeles, who was mentioned last night on George Norrie's program in regards to the 9/11 event.
Okay, hello? I'm not familiar with the particulars of what you're talking about.
Well, I understand you're going to be on George Norrie's program tonight, and I tried to call George last night, and it's very difficult to get in
on
the line.
Yeah, I'm going to be on tonight, popping in and out several times. Then I'm going to be on 3 hours tomorrow night, but I'm trying to understand exactly what you're... I mean, you have a friend on TV, and I don't know.
I'm trying to corroborate a story. Last night at 2:15 in the morning, between 2:15 and 2:30, a gentleman called in who claimed he was a psychic, and I know you don't to go there. On the other hand, this gentleman called my friend at NBC News the night before 9/11 and in precise detail explained everything that was going to happen the morning of 9/11. On the morning of 9/11, when my friend from NBC News woke up, he was mind blown to see everything unfold before him on TV.
I would like to have your NBC News friend on this show to confirm that. That's very interesting. Can I put you on hold and get your friend's name and number?
Yes, you can, Alex.
Okay, I'm going to do that right now.
Other thing I'd like to mention.
Okay, we're about to have to let our guests go, but go ahead.
Remember, it was George Herbert Walker Bush who was in the White House on 9/11 and not his son.
Well, he was across town at the Ritz-Carlton having a meal with the Bin Ladens, and then that afternoon, him and Cheney, of course, Cheney was there in the morning in the bunker under it. They were over there running things, and that is true, very well said. But listen, I'm going to put you on hold, Brooke. I'm going to try to call your friend at NBC right now. We're going to put you on hold and get that information. Thank you. Let's talk to Lynn in Oklahoma. Lynn, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, gentlemen, I'd like to ask you to comment, if you would, on when do you think the globalists are really going to start pushing the VeriChip overall?
They're already all over TV saying how great it is. Foreign governments are making their police take it. Their federal workers take it. Dr. Cuddy, comments? Paul Watson?
Well, yeah, there was an article we carried 2 days ago where the VeriChip featured in an episode of, I think it's
CSI Miami.
Yeah. So if it's to that level where it's already in the kind of cool cop programs, then we've had many journalists advocate the use of it for entering nightclubs. You had one as a guest on your show, I believe, back in April.
They're actually already doing it. Special Forces is being forced to take it. I now have this personally confirmed. Mexican judicial workers. Dr. Cuddy, your comments on this?
Yeah, they've approved it. FDA has for patients with their medical details. Like you said, 200 people work from Mexico's Attorney General office have got it. The thing about
it's now over 1,000.
It can read through walls. That's the difference. The RFID with like UPC codes can be read through solid objects. That's what makes it different.
Do you envision a scenario in which they'll require it for all commerce carried on in the United States and around the world?
They are making, they are forcing the barcode out and forcing the universal acceptance of the RFID chip on products, and they're going to use... Dr. Cuddy, go ahead.
Yeah, they've already had pilot projects in stores in Europe.
Okay. All right, well, thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you for the great points, Lynn. I appreciate it. Jeff and Mark and others, you're coming up the next hour. Dr. Cuddy, closing comments?
Well, I always close with I'm a Christian myself. I believe in prayer to God first, but then you have to get active at the grassroots level to combat their social turbulence theory, which is to turn us off so that we do not resist them, but we must resist in a peaceful way.
And you're predicting Bush is going to win?
But it will be challenged, yes.
And do you agree that it really doesn't matter who wins? Either way, the globalists move forward?
They can move forward along either path, and that's what the whole point is. They control the choice, and they can go through a dialectic either road.
All right, we'll be back in the third hour with Paul Watson and others and your calls. Thank you, Dr. Cuddy, for joining us. Folks, stay with us, PrisonPlanet.tv.